All right, we usually associate each one of the Yamim Tovim with various mitzvahs. Let's say, Pesach with Kiddush Matzah and Sukkot with Lulav and with the mitzvah Sukkah. Without a doubt, I think with Rosh Hashanah, the mitzvah we most associate Rosh Hashanah with is Tkiyat Shofar. So I thought I would talk a little bit about Tkiyat Shofar and the reasons for it and how this, I want to link it to whether we don't commonly blow it in Tefillah B'lachash and Musaf, but a number of places do. I want to connect it with that as well. So the Torah doesn't give us a reason for Tkiyat Shofar. Rav Sadia Gaon gives 10 reasons for Tkiyat Shofar. I think the most famous reason is the reason that the Rambam brings down in Hilchot Tshuva, which I'll go down through briefly. So the Rambam says, "Apkish Tkiyat Shofar Rosh Hashanah Gzeraktuv." Even though blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah is a gzera, means it's a decree from Hashem, it doesn't give us a reason in the Torah. Remez Yeshbo, Klomar Uru Sheni Mishenachem, and Yerdamim Hakitz Mitar Dematchem. There's a remez in it. It's to say, like, wake up. It's a wake up call. He says, those who are sleepy, you should wake up, and those who are near damim, those who are in the sleep, deep slumber, should get out of their slumber, wake up. Like, you know, years ago, I was in a hotel. I don't want to say which one, but it was for a weekend. And I don't sleep too. I'm a very light sleeper to begin with, and if it's a foreign bed, I don't sleep. So Friday night, I didn't sleep at all. Mostly Shabbos, I plopped in the bed. I didn't go to sleep. Then in the middle of the night, like something's bothering me, I hear something. Then I realize it's the fire alarm going off. When it's a fire alarm, nice restful weekend. When the fire alarm, I got out of the bed. It gets your attention. So that's what shofar is about. In other words, it's like an alarm. It's like, do you realize that the Yom HaDin is coming? Do you realize? It's like, then wake up. He says, "V'chipsu b'maaseichem," like search out your deeds. "V'chizru b'tshuva," and do tshuva. "V'zchu b'ra'achem." It's referring to those people who forget what the truth is. They waste their lives, the time. The idea is to do tshuva. Anyway, I want to focus on a different reason, though. There's Yerushalmi, which Rav Simon quotes in his Sefer, the Yerushalmi Masechet Tanit. It says, "Am Rabbi Yaakov Derumya." Rabbi Yaakov from the south said, "V'lamatokin b'krana." Why in shofar do we blow with a horn of an animal as opposed to chatzos throat? Although I saw the Arsu quoted from the Tosfos Rush had a different gear, so to say, why do we blow shofar b'chlal? Lomar chashvenu kilu goim kibehim lepanecha. That you should think of us, or you know, as animals that like goim is like bleat in front of you. You know, if you haven't, I'm thinking like, let's say like a cow. You know, cows, there's a certain point where their udders get congested with milk, and then they're in pain, and they're like mooing or whatever they're doing. They're like bleeding, you know, help me, you know, help, you know, and they can't help themselves. And that's what Tkiyat Shofar is a little bit like. And I want to connect it to something that Rav Schachter said in the name of the Rav. It's the Gemara learns in Masechet Brachot and Daf Lamed Beis. It's also Masechet Bava Metzia. It says, "Va'amar Blazer." Rav Blazer says, "Miyom shekhara Beit Hamikdash ninalu shirei tefillah." From the time that the Beit Hamikdash was destroyed, the gates of tefillah have been closed. Shnemar gam ki azak v'shaveya satam tefillati. There's a pasuk in Eicha that we recite every Tisha B'Av. Like, even though I cry out to you, my tefillah is like blocked off. He says, and that's the reason why, you know, people don't say, you know, Tiskabel on Tisha B'Av. He says, "V'afa pisha sharei tefillah ninalu." Even though the gates of tefillah have been closed off, sharei dim alo ninalu. The gates of tears, those are not closed off. And he quotes the pasuk to support that. So Rav Schachter said he connects this to the Gemara that says, like, what is shofar like? So it says that the trua, let me get the daf open. Wrong sector. One second. I'm sorry. So it says the Gemara says, it says Yom Trua Yehelachem, Shtab Dev Trua, Mtargaminon, Yom Yavava Yehelachon, a day of wailing. That's what it's, and it says, by the mother of Sisera, Berachalom Nishkwab Tebeim Sisera. In the window, the mother of Sisera wailed. In other words, the mother of Sisera was a non Jewish general fighting the Jewish people, and he doesn't show up, you know, for home, and he's really been destroyed in the battle, and his mother's wailing, where is he? That's what our Truad are. So Rav Schachter was saying, let's say when it comes to the blowing shofar, so Let's say there's an inyan, should we blow shofar in the tefillah balacha shav musaf, which I'll come to in a minute. So someone would say that you shouldn't do that. In other words, the Magen Avraham brings down l'chachili not to do it because it's like a hefsek. So the Rav said, or Rav Shach quoting the Rav, that it's not a hefsek, because if I take a lulav in tefillah balacha, it would be a hefsek. Lulav's got nothing to do with Shemona Esrei, so that's a hefsek. If I take lulav and halal, that's not a hefsek. That relates to halal. Azran and ukalatziyar, then all the trees in the forest will sing before you, which Chazal say is a reference to lulav. So the same thing, tkiyat shofar is so connected with our tefillot. In other words, that's connected to the Yerushalmi that I was quoting. Like, in other words, we think of us as like these animals that are crying before you, and that's what the tkiyat shofar is. So the shofar is so connected with our tefillah, it's not a hefsek to blow it. So I want to connect this with something else that Rav Simon says in one of his svarim. This is in Rav Simon's Sefer Imri Baruch on Tokef HaMinag Bahalacha. So he talks about blowing in the tefillah balachash. So this brought down from there's a mesorah from the Gaonim, which the Rush brings down, the Balamar brings down, that they would, in the tefillah balachash, they would say seven brachot. We're used to saying nine brachot in Musaf, right? We have Malchio, Zichron, and Shofrot. So, but there's a mesorah from the Gaonim to only say seven brachot in the tefillah balachash, and only in the Chazar Sashatz to say the nine brachot. And then there's another mesorah to do all nine brachot in the tefillah balachash. So there's a Gemara that says in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, it says the Tzkiru brachot shel Rosh Hashanah be shel Yom Kippurim ma'akvot, that the tzkiot and the brachot of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are ma'akev each other. It means Yom Kippur be Yovel year, and Yom Kippur be Yovel year. So the tefillah is also like our musaf, and there's also a tzkiyah shofar. So the way Rashi seems to learn pshat, it means if I have the brachot without the tekiyot, I can't have the brachot without the tekiyot. That's the way Rashi seems to learn. I can't have the brachot without the tekiyot. Tosfos learns that when the Gemara says they're ma'akvot, it means the brachot are ma'akiv each other. In other words, I can't say malchiot without zichronot. I can't say zichronot without shofarot. I have to say all three. And then with tekiyot, I have all tekiyot. But Rashi seems to learn that they're ma'akiv each other. They're a package deal. So assuming that they're a package deal, so Rav Simon quotes from a sefer, it's Kanaf Renana. The Kanaf Renana wants to say that when they were saying seven brachot on Tefillah B'lachash, so then they weren't doing any kolot on Tefillah B'lachash, because it's not shayach. Once they went to nine brachot, or the Masorah is doing nine brachot, so if you're doing nine brachot and not doing the tekiyot, and if I'm following Rashi, then it's like it's a brachot batala. I can't say the brachot without the tekiyot. So in other words, so then it's not like I was saying before, it's according to the Magen Avraham, l'chachila, that we shouldn't do the tekiyot on the tefillah balachash. Now it's coming out that the tekiyot on the tefillah balachash, that's a sign of kwanan, that without the tekiyot, I'm dead in the water, because Rashi learns the tekiyot and the brachot are makiv each other. So I have to have it. So the emes is the Rav Schechter quotes from the Rav that his grandfather Reb Chaim in the main shul in Brisk they wouldn't do the tekiyot and the tefillah balachash, but then Reb Chaim would have like sort of a private little minion on the side where they did tekiyot and the tefillah balachash. But the main idea being that we see how much the tekiyot are connected to the tefillah. All right, let me do a little bit more because we still have some time doing here, and then I think we'll wrap it up. All right. Now, there's a Gemara Masechet Rosh Hashanah where it says, "Amar b'Yitzchak, l'matokin rin k'shin yoshvin, matokin rin k'shin omdim." Why do we blow shofar beans more than once? In other words, on a deraisa level, nine kolot would be enough to be yotzei the mitzvah. Nine sounds of the shofar would be enough to fulfill the mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah, and then with all the sfeikot, 30 kolot would be enough. But we do it several times. First, we have tekiyot before musaf, then we have tekiyot during musaf. Then we have tekiyot after musaf. So so the Gemara says, "Lama token ring shin yoshvin, token ring shin omdim." Why do we do it? And the simple pshat is, why do we do it before musaf, and why do we do it during musaf? So the simple pshat is, shin yoshvin refers to the first sets of tekiyot, which theoretically you could sit for. We don't, but you could sit for. And shin omdim is referring to the chazar sashatz, where the shlich tzibur has to stand. And the Gemara says, or Rav Yitzchak says, Kedila Arbei Basatan, to confuse the Satan. That's the simple pshat in the Gemara. Now, the Baal HaMawor, though, quotes a different pshat. The Baal HaMawor learns, what does it mean, Tokin Rim Shin Yoshvin, Tokin Rim Shin Omdin? He takes it that the Yoshvin is the art, the tequila that we do in Musa. That's the way the Baal HaMawor takes it. That we sit, that's the ones in Musa, because the people can sit, theoretically, only the Sibur standing, and Omdim are the tequila we do after Musa. That's the way the Baal HaMawor learns it. So if that's the case, the Baal HaMawor says, so why do we blow tekiot at all before Musaf? In other words, if the Gemara only refers to blowing tekiot in the Musaf and after Musaf, so why are we blowing tekiot even before Musaf? So the Baal HaMawor says that was a later minhag that was established, and the minhag was established mishum cholin and mishum anusin. According to the Baal HaMawor, it was for sick people and people who couldn't stick around. That they couldn't stick around for the whole Musaf. They had to leave. I don't know whatever the situation was. So this way they'll be able to hear some tekiot and then get going. So for them we did it. And then he wants to say that the bracha was established only for those people. The bracha on tekiot shofar was established only for those people. All right, let me wrap it up with this bracha and then maybe I'll talk more on another occasion. The idea being, he quotes from the Baal HaMawor, that if you have a mitzvah, like let's say a mitzvah which is in the framework of brachot, I don't need to make a bracha on it. Let's say like the Haggadah, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. On the night of the Seder, I don't make a bracha on Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And there are many answers that are given. But the way the Baal HaMawor has it, and the way Rav Schechter explains this in his Sefer, is that at the Haggadah, I have Kiddush, I have the Arba Kosot, so everything is included with brachot. Everything's included with brachot, and Lechora, it's the same thing. He says with right now he says that shofar would also fit in that framework. In other words, the tekiyot shofar is surrounded by the brachot of Musaf, so it normally would not require a bracha. So the only reason the bracha was established was for the cholim and anusim. That's what the Baal HaMawor wants to say. The way Rav Schechter is explaining it. Okay, I think that's going to be it for tonight. Any questions, comments, or thoughts? Rabbi Chananya Bechashev Bachso.